Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. It is 5:52 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we have had this amazing energy shift for the last 3 weeks, right? This is that. Be careful where your mind is going because you're laying that foundation, right? You are pretty much painting that canvas that's going to, for some people, be until the rest of your life, and then for others up until your midlife, right? So I've been noticing the energetic shifts. I've been noticing the synchronized messages. And I'm pretty confident that the average individual should be able to pick up on the same stuff as well. You should be able to notice your intuition could be better. You could notice that you're eating much better without even trying, or it's no longer a hardship for you. You could notice that you are remembering certain circumstances, statements, and this is not in a negative manner. It could be from anything, right? You could have had like a memory, a good memory from like 12 years ago. And then 2 days later, 4 days later, 5 days later, you cross paths with an individual who was associated with that memory. Or you'll find a photo or a movie will pop up on your Netflix queue that is relevant to a specific situation, or a scene in that movie will play out and it will be synchronized or in alignment with that information or that situation or that person or whatever you have going on that it applies to you. Others of you, you're going to notice a major energetic shift, or kind of like a entrepreneur switch gets turned on, where your mind actually just goes straight through into this nice fine alignment with connecting those dots, right? It's like there's no more zigzags where you're going from A to B and then from B to C. You can actually see straight through to Z. It's like you can see the start, all the in-between, straight through to the completion, right? That's called having access to multidimensional layers. That's called seeing more than what the average individual can. Anybody who is going through their awakening is going to be experiencing this kind of epiphany moments, or these kinds of, you know, moments of clarity, complete clarity. Not the that's me every day because I'm multidimensional clarity, but I mean like the things you should not know, the dots that you should not be able to see because they shouldn't even be a part of your equation, you're seeing them, right? That means people's hands are no longer hiding, even if they think they're hiding them. You see everything, you feel everything, and you're digesting everything. Picking up on people's cues and without even thinking about it, kind of shutting that shit the fuck down instantly, right? Not even entertaining it or giving it a moment, because you're not in this energy, or the typical should not be in this energy of I don't know how to explain it, because it was mixed energy. It was kind of like somebody's testing waters or trying to test boundaries. So if you notice that somebody's testing your boundaries or trying to see where those boundaries lie, don't even doubt yourself. Trust that intuition and handle it the way that you feel appropriate, right? Some of you who have possibly stepped into alchemy, I'm getting a strong alchemy vibes too. There's a lot of people that are in this awakening process that have tapped into that alchemy layer of learning how to maneuver your way through, using alchemy in every area of your life, learning how to tap into the celestial part of your existence. Thus, we call that energy. Let's connect dots here, right? We're having a high vibrational conversation. So learning how to tap into that celestial part of your existence, and not everybody has that, right? We all have God-like energy, but we are not all of God's creation, if that makes sense, right? You have to really delve deep and understand that at one point there was walkers that walked this earth, right? You have to remember, as above, so below. So if we have immigration, meaning people migrate from other areas to other areas, right? They're considered an immigrant, not from this part of the land. That as above, so below applies, right? We have immigrants here, okay? Not all come from ancestors that have always been a part of this land. And the same way that that entitled, let me just show the fuck up and do whatever the fuck I want vibration is. And I'm not talking like the workaholics who just can't see shit lagging, right? I'm not talking about the people who have OCD tendencies where they're cleaning and all this stuff. I'm talking about the low vibrational toxic energy where you wake up and the first thing on your mind is, let me go stalk this bitch. I'm talking about the individuals who literally, oh, what's that song? I heard a song the other day where one of the lyrics was talking about, she calls paparazzi to say where she's gonna be, and then she shows up there and acts like she's surprised. That type of person, right? That hungry person who needs that extra attention because you have not healed yourself, right? You're not capable of waking up and actually just being in clear mind and taking in that fresh air. You have to instantly fill that void in your brain space, in your heart space, and pretty much throughout your entire aura with other people's energy so you can feel complete, you can feel whole. You have allowed, and I'm not knocking any of you, right? Because this is collective energy. This is not driven towards one specific person. This is me just helping you understand why this is still the way that it is for you, collectively, all of you. So when you go through a situation, you can think of it like Pinterest, where you pin something. Well, you're leaving a part of your soul there, right? You are pinning yourself to that event, so that way you are triggered. Even if you don't mean to, that's what happens. You leave a chunk of your soul there. That's why when I say call back your energy, it's like picture yourself as a piece of Swiss cheese. All of those holes are chunks of you left in circumstances and situations and with other individuals who you allow yourself to stay energetically connected to. That doesn't mean those individuals want you to be energetically connected to them or to that situation, but you keep clinging on. You keep holding on. Even if they've done their cord cutting and soul retrieval, you would be that karmic toxic energy that keeps attaching yourself to them over and over and over again when they don't want to deal with it. That's that toxic energy. You wake up every morning and you fish out certain individuals. You're attaching yourself to them energetically, even if they don't want you to. Whether you think it consciously or unconsciously, this is how it plays out. The power of intention, the energetic energy, right, actually physically travels, okay? Everything stays in motion and everything is in a rotation, which is why we always say what goes around comes back around, right? It has no choice but to. So every morning you wake up, this part of the ascension process, this would be the lower level, those who are still dealing with the root chakra energy and learning how to push themselves through. It's almost like you don't want to get left behind. You actually want to change. You want to grow. You want everything that you see in other people, but you don't have it within yourself because you're not doing that energetic work. You're not actually waking up and thinking about yourself, your goals, and what you need to do for you. You're waking up and you are grabbing that phone and you're snoop, 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 snoop. every time you snoop, you know, that was my problem with social media. It was like every time I'd scroll through that feed, I'm picking up those vibes from all those people. It's an energetic exchange constantly, whether you mean to or you don't. And you do that to fill yourself, because in those areas where you have holes, that energy you're getting from scrolling and being in other people's business, regardless of your motive and intention and ill wishes, you're filling those holes with their energy, that connection. So call back your power. Be so in love with yourself that you don't need to grab the phone to get on social media and snoop, snoop, snoop. You look at the phone instead and you're like, oh, I got 5 more minutes, or oh, I got enough time to go do XYZ 1, 2, 3 before I go do one, whatever, whatever, whatever. Love the shit out of yourself, that instead of attacking people with all types of the arts, regardless of what kind of arts, maybe you do something for yourself, like clean your energy or clear your path or do some canvas work. And if you can't do it for yourself, maybe again, instead of spending the money on other means to interrupt other people's happiness, you can do something to yourself, right? Do something to you. You know, the same way you can pay someone to viciously attack someone, you can pay someone to graciously bless the shit out of you. Right? You can pay someone to give you a cleansing bath. You can pay someone, if you are not capable of your own free will to do this for yourself, to make something for you at a bodega, a botanica, whatever, to clean your aura, to clean your energetic space, your celestial being. So that way you can see clear, you can feel good about your energy being higher. Your perspective can be in a different alignment. So your thought process isn't instantly snoop, 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 stay in your fucking lane and mind your damn business. This is still collective energy, right? Because I'm channeling, I'm not specifically focused on one individual. Although it does feel like it's potentially relevant. So another part of you are just learning that you have celestial energy. You're learning that you can work with your ancestors, and you're starting to feel individuals in the room, right? It's like, what was I just doing? I feel like I was just like with someone or engaging with someone, and now I feel like I'm, you know, it's like a, like somebody just left your space kind of vibe is what I'm picking up. Somebody, a small group, it could either be Virgo and Libra energy for sure, and maybe some Taurus energy. So you could have all that going on in your birth chart, but it's almost like you're learning how to sense them physically, energetically, right? Celestial energy here. It's almost like you realize that you're alone now, right? You're like, oh, who was just with me? Or what just happened? Or what was that conversation I was just like, what the fuck was that kind of vibe? You should journal. Whenever you catch yourself like that, you want to write down everything you can remember, because you were just having energetic communication, universal knowledge. You were just in the presence of an entity of some kind, for, I don't know, whatever you're into. So you would have to start to learn the signs and understand when energy's shifting around you, because sometimes energetic shifts are not just planetary. Their actual visits from loved ones who give a shit about you, and not necessarily ones that lived in this lifetime that you have for yourself, but could have, you know, great, 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 or other lifetimes kind of deal. Others of you, I had done a quick recording from the last energetic shift, and it was kind of like things can go cordial or things can get real fucking petty, right? people chose to try to be cordial and to try to like break some ice and be themselves and not try to change their perspective with their approach, and it got petty, right? For some people, things got petty. The level of pettiness, you'll know what applies for you. But a lot of the ones that had actually done the energetic work and the internal work, you weren't trying to play yourself, because I know I fucking wasn't, right? It was that I don't care what you think. I respect myself too much to put on a show for anybody, right? Like, I'm not doing this kind of vibe. And I know that when I was driving and passing individuals, I could pick up those vibes. And when I was in the store, I could kind of feel certain individuals in that area that I was in were struggling with communicating and getting the words out. So it was almost like they were getting ready to be around someone that they wanted to articulate themselves to, but they couldn't get those words out. And I feel like that group is still going through that energy. And the only thing I recommend is one lavender tea and do things to work on your throat chakra. Sing, even if you sound like a strangled cat in the shower, just sing, just do whatever you can, yell. You just need to raise that vibration to kind of crack up, and it's kind of like an alignment or an adjustment to your throat chakra. I'm also grabbing some vibrations that are associated with individuals who are, it doesn't feel like triggered, but it feels like circumstantial, where it's almost like you could be smooth sailing, sweet as pie, very calm, but the minute you get around certain individuals, you're completely different. Completely different, right? And for some people, you could be outgoing and loving and laughter and all this greatness. And for others, you can be a complete jerk or argumentative. You have healing to do. That's why you're completely different. And people are bringing this to your attention repetitively. Every time so-and-so comes around, or every time that conversation comes up, you get all crazy and you get all wild and aggressive, and it's you know, it's an enough is enough kind of vibe. You're going to notice that people are going to be not tired of your shit, but wanting you to recognize it so that way you can work on it, right? It's not an attack on you. It's more so like, I'm bringing this to your attention because you keep bringing this up to my attention. And the problem isn't anywhere but within you kind of vibe. So there's like a lot of healing that still needs to be done. Even if you think you've healed or you're over something, you're probably not. So the best thing that you could do is do like that soul retrieval. You could do calling back your power, but the soul retrieval would be best. And you should always do soul retrieval with some selenite, black tourmaline, hematite, and citrine. Those are the best combinations for soul retrieval. And I've messed around with a lot of different stones while doing soul retrieval. And I noticed that if I keep all of those around, it's extremely powerful. And you can actually feel it when you're doing it. It's pretty cool. So try kind of doing like the perimeter, right? Well, I don't have to tell you, because if you're on this vibration and into this, you should already know how to handle that. So those are the stones I recommend you try it with, and take your time with it, right? I noticed that when I used to do sessions with clients called energy maintenance, they would start bawling their eyes out and constantly needing to get up and go use the bathroom and needing to just start talking about very seriously emotional damaged moments. And then they could actually start to feel the things moving around in their body, which would basically just be their chakras kind of popping into alignment, and all of the blockages and knots, what we would call knots in their muscles and stuff, just kind of loosening up and going down to the lower level to get transmuted with the energetic roots that come out the soles of your feet, which is why reflexology of the feet is so important, right? So other parts of the ascension process for other vibrations and individuals. This is that energy of Yamoya, this group, that fiery group. It's more like you have, so the other day I noticed that when I went to the beach, every time I'd go outward more and more and more, trying to catch like a really good wave where I can just kind of bob in it, it would go further out. And then every time I would just give up and just lay down, that's when the waves would start to come in and kind of push me to shore kind of deal. It was like this funky vibe. But that was just my observation. But that's what the ocean was kind of doing, right? You're going to notice this when you go to the beach or when you're at the pool. You're going to kind of notice that you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And it's going to be in various parts of your life, various ways demonstrated. But that's the overall vibe that you're going to be dealing with. And it's going to continue for another 5 to 6 weeks. And that's because this layer, you literally have like really painted the canvas and you did it correctly, right? You kind of went from A to Z. You checked all the boxes. You did the trim, right? Because when you visualize and you paint that canvas, you don't get stuck. You don't hold on to models and years and all that greatness. It's the overall package, right? It's the overall features. It's not the small, but large details that you cling on to. Same thing with other parts of your life. If you use vision boards, never hold on to the expectation of having exactly what you see there. It's always that or better or similar, right? It's something equivalent. It doesn't have to be that color, but it's going to be that overall package, that overall dynamic, right? Because when you hold on to certain individuals and you have certain expectations, you're only going to delay yourself because they have their own plan. They have their own life. They have their own path. And it might not be in alignment with you and you might not know that yet. Or you might know that and you might be trying to just insert yourself. And that's only going to play yourself, right? You're only playing yourself when you do that. So remember, and or better, similar or better, right? Use positive words when you're painting your canvas and you're drawing things out. Like, this is the neighborhood I want. This is the house I want, and or better, right? When you're in that vibe and you're commanding your space, like, this is my house. You're not commanding necessarily that physical location, but you're commanding the essence. You're commanding and manifesting and creating, right? You're calling it into existence, regardless of its location, its properties, and its colors, or even its state or its location. You just, you're commanding it. You're calling it into existence. Like, I'm fucking done with this shit. This is how it's gonna be. I'm ready for it now kind of vibe. Own it, right? Same thing with like your, if you're dealing with medical situations, power of water amplified with moon water. I remember when I first learned how to work with moon water, which I don't know why I stopped. Moon water, number one, drink some water, pour it in a container, charge it with the moon, take it away from the sill before the sun can touch it, okay? And then drink it. And then drink regular water and then drink the moon water again and tell me you don't feel the difference. Taste the difference, right? Different texture, everything. It's just completely a different substance. The secret life of water. How powerful water is, how water takes the shape of the vibration from the words that you write on it or say to it or sing around it. How quickly water will cut you the fuck off from its energy, meaning it looks like it died, but it didn't die. It just cut you off from it, right? Like, hung up the phone. I'm not interested. Whenever you talk ill to it or you scream at it or you belittle, right? Talk down. Water slowly dies. It slowly cuts itself back from you, like, you're not worth my time. So now if you start talking about healing and cell rejuvenation and all these other things, and then you let it charge by the moon, And then you talk those same things into it again and you drink it. It's not medically proven or scientifically proven, but kinda, sorta, isn't it? Because you got a whole ass documentary that talks about water taking the shape of the words, and because the vibration that is being directed towards it, water being an actual living substance that responds instantly, which to me supersedes AI, right? Think about that. It responds, it reacts instantly without a brain or a physical vessel to carry it. It's just water. You're mostly water. It's in every part of your body, in all of your tissues and all of your muscles, right? And in your brain. So everywhere where you have ailments, that water already exists there. Plus you're drinking something that you just empowered or infused energetically, spiritually, emotionally, however, whatever title you want to slap on that, and you're consuming it. Now add the fact that you're doing this with moon water and the significance of the moon, the power of the moon, high tide, low tide. Karmic cycle, solstice, equinox, right? When we call out full moon in Sagittarius, full moon in Taurus, full moon in Libra. So pay attention to the moon cycles, when you're making your moon water, and what you're doing in the immediate environment of that water before, during charging, and while consuming. Now that's some science shit that I'd like to see people actually fucking doing. Not to knock on anything, but we get impacted so furiously sometimes from certain planets going retrograde and certain eclipses and all this greatness and moon phases. You really want us to go live closer to these planets that kick our ass from as far as they are now? That's kind of crazy, right? Can you imagine how potent and powerful that energy would be for you to be living on that planet at all times? What that could do to the human brain? Because it gets influenced drastically while we're this far away. Imagine living on that shit. And back to that above, as above, so below kind of deal. We have some scary fucking monsters deep in our oceans. You don't think there's some scary shit out there? As above, so below. Outer space is no different than our depths of our oceans. You want to study what's out there? You should really learn how to study what's down there. As above, so below, right? Look at what we look at like and visualize what we have known aliens and UFOs to look like. Look at all the different species in our oceans and just try to visualize what the fuck is out there microscopically. Or in a form that is not in a physical body. But if you look, you know, like when you put something under what do you call that? A microscope? It's like you can't see it with the naked eye, but once you see it, it's like, oh shit, that's a real thing. That's kind of like what's out there. You don't want to be looking for an alien or human being type vessel. You want to be looking for the things that you need a telescope to see. You need a lens to see. Because there's no physical body to it. You know, the shit that floats in our air, the microbodies and all that shit. That's the type of stuff you should be looking for when you're out there. Because that's what it is. If that makes sense. As above, so below. We got squid-looking things down here. You know, amplify that a bit. Exaggerate it a little bit. The way the UFOs are exaggerated versions of us. And visualize that as something you would see under a microscope, but on a big scale out there. that should scare the fucking living shit out of you. So please reassess yourself and try to find a better way to seek protection inward, right? Because a baby is in a womb, which has fluid around it. And I understand that there's a pressure problem with the depths of our ocean, but if you can build civilizations in outer space, you can build civilizations in Earth's womb, where we originally supposedly came from, right? What else? So, I don't care how stupid it sounds. I keep getting chunks of preparedness, independence. That independent vibe is still around. It's still like, maybe you checked off 9 out of 10 boxes, and the 10th box is like, you're almost ready to check it off, but you still have some stuff to do. And I keep getting that energy of preparedness. It's not that we're going to actually end up in war, but it's kind of like, do you really want to be caught with your pants down? Everything that happens here, they're watching us. Like, even countries who are considered our allies, they pay attention to what we're doing, okay? And it's almost like every time something karmic happens, like dumb people doing dumb shit or brilliant people doing stupid shit, we demonstrate where we're weak. We demonstrate where we're strong. I haven't really seen where we're balanced. And that's the part that scares the shit out of me. If we were to ever be engaged in war, it's like, where are we balanced? And I started looking at the legislator meeting agendas. I was channeling with a lawyer family member, cousin, the other day, and we were looking at legislation and how they were talking about civil rights for people with disabilities. I didn't know that when you got a disability, you lost your civil rights, you know? But then reflecting on the way that I've been taking care of my dad and the stuff that we've had to deal with ever since 2012, going into 2013, it's kind of like, holy shit. You really do lose your civil rights without losing civil rights when you become disabled. You know, my dad has legal guardians. But what about the individuals who don't have any family around, right? What about the individuals who don't have the family smart enough to ask a lot of questions and challenge people? Because just like individuals go to work and they're like not in the fucking mood and they make your hamburger or your cheeseburger sloppy and they wrap it up and they hand it to you and you open that shit and it's like, what the fuck? You better know people in those facilities kind of have those mood swings and those off days just the same. Those individuals have drug problems and alcoholism and personal life drama just the same. And they come to work and they fuck off just the same. And those individuals, they get their civil rights shitted on all fucking day long. And they don't even have a voice so that they can scream. They have nothing. And even if they're yelling and demanding some fucking respect, they're not getting it. They're getting wheeled into their room, or somebody's walking away from them, or, you know, they're not getting a shower tonight or tomorrow, so they won't talk shit anymore because they know how to stay in line now, right? They know what will happen. Not saying that happens everywhere, but it happens way too common in way too many facilities, and they don't even have to be in a close proximity of each other. It's widespread. It's disgusting. I probably have 7,000 emails since 2012. Photos of my father being placed in a bed in a nursing home with vomit on the side rails from the previous patient and their colostomy bag shit still in the fucking drawers. It's disgusting. So that's other things that I'm going to start doing, right? Because this energetic shift for the individuals who have been awakened, even if you went back to sleep and reawoken and did that whole ascension process probably 14 or 15 times in the last 7 years, feels more like 15 times, right? This last blow. You're in that unearthed energy, right? You're in that out of the hermit cave kind of flow where you are, man, your shit is so polished that nobody's throwing dirt on that bitch. It's just gonna roll the fuck right off, right? Nobody's squirting no mud on you, splashing you with nothing. It's just gonna roll off like Rain-X on a windshield on a fucking rainstorm kind of day. And it just beads up and falls off and it's like beading up constantly. That's the energetic level that surrounds all individuals on this level. And it feels amazing. But it's also challenging, right? Because when you're crossing paths with individuals who still think that they can hide their hands after throwing stones, it's kind of like that mother's love where you have to like temper yourself and not react even though you know, right? It's like, I don't know who the fuck you're testing or who you... Hold on.
My friends are coming over.
Yeah, your friends can come over. Shut the door, please. It's like that energy of, I see what's going on. It's that energy of what goes around comes back around, but it's coming around a hell of a lot quicker, and you're not on the negative side. It's going to get loud because all the boys are here. So that vibe is kicking in. Right? That energy of what does this feel like? It's almost like you have no choice but to close a karmic cycle, but you're doing it in a completely different way because the other individuals didn't stick around to wait for you to close that cycle with. It's almost like you missed the boat, so now you're catching the next one, the next ferry over kind of deal. I don't know. It's almost like that kind of vibe. Have patience with yourself if you're in that energy. It's almost the same as like the eye of the storm where it's like those crazy beads bowling off the windshield and then all of a sudden it just gets calm. And you missed that boat for a reason. Don't blame the asshole who cut you off and then drove slow and then their car broke down and that's why you missed the ferry. You missed that shit for a reason. So reflect, right? Reflect, breathe. What's the reason? Maybe there's something better, right? Like when you're visualizing and you're manifesting, it's like the and or better. And or better, right? Where's the lesson here? Where can I grow? Is this an opportunity for me to rethink myself? Is this an opportunity for them to be thinking and correcting themselves? Is this an opportunity for me to find a new direction, them a new direction? What's the lesson? Where can I grow, right? Where's the window here? Where's the light kind of flow? Continue to be that speak less, but hear more kind of vibe, right? You're going to catch a lot of low vibrational, karmic-y kind of people. They're not low vibrational and karmic-y to the point where you can't even be friends with them or deal with them. It feels more like they, again, just like you still have work, we all still have work. We're constantly working. If you're on this path, you know what I'm talking about. It's like the minute you finished and checked all your boxes and you took that deep breath and put your feet up, it's like that paper got slapped on your thigh and now you've got the squares and you're ready to relight another list, right? That vibe of always constantly growing, always constantly changing. And when you have your moments of stagnation and downtime, right? Those moments of, you know, like how animals hibernate where they kind of just like, fuck the world, I'm done. I'm just going to lay here. I'm not going to move. That vibration, that energetic, like sluggish without being sluggish kind of vibe that we go through in our constant cycle of ascension. That moment where you're still in those ashes, even though you're not on fire, but you haven't stood up yet.